This podcast is brought to you by Julius Meinl Coffee. You are listening to FNR Football Nation Radio.
It's time to take a look at our women's team and chat about a thumping result on the weekend. But first, we'd like to thank our women's sponsors, Architectural Home Designs, Action Industrial Supplies, Brad Teal Real Estate, Perfect Edge Carpentry, Anglers Tavern, and Underground Cable Systems.
Fantastic. Well, I can't help but notice that the studio's got rather busy.
It has. It has. We are joined by two guests tonight to talk about an emphatic 9-0 win over Castlemaine Goldfields. Here in the studio with us to tell us all about the game, we have Jovana Vukovic and Rachel Gabak. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
How's it going?
Good.
Good. Thanks for taking some time out of your night on a Tuesday evening to talk all things Avondale and give us an insight into what must have been a pretty impressive game on the weekend. 9-0. So tell us about the game.
We were very happy with the result. As usual, like our coach told us that we could have kicked a few more. And that is true. We
did. You could always reply, hey, Sean, we could have conceded a few more as well. You know,
sort of
throw that one back at him.
He sounds like a bit of a perfectionist, this Sean. Where does he get off?
Well, I mean, I think it's a good thing because he's definitely very dedicated and organised, and I really like that. He takes his coaching job really seriously, and I think it flows into the rest of the team. Like, we're all equally dedicated because he's showing just so much, like, effort and stuff. Yeah, so
definitely striving for the best and, you know, pushing us to achieve more.
And that's good. That's what we want to do, and it looked like it sort of worked on the weekend with a 9-0 a 9-0 win. So tell us about the game.
Well, do you want to tell us about the game?
I think, you know, the girls did really well. We stayed really composed throughout the game. We were switching the ball around pretty well, using the back line a lot. Definitely an improvement from our last game, which was a 1-0 win, but we took that and we, you know, improved during training from that score, and we were just really composed during the game. I think that helped us a lot.
Was it a long drive to get there? All individuals, or did you take a big team bus up?
I drove myself. Yeah.
Well, we wanted to do the whole team bus thing.
I would have loved that. That would have been great.
That would have been so cool. But I don't know. I guess we just didn't get around to organising that. But, I went with Sean and one of the other girls, Clarissa. So we all just drove up together, and then I just slept
as much as good.
I was like, because we had to get up at like 7 in the morning. So I was like, I'm not going to stay awake.
good pre-game, you know, I don't know.
I
was a little bit confused. I was about to say a good pre-game pump-up, but then I realised that it's absolutely not a pump-up.
Not at all.
Yeah, it's the opposite. So I'm glad you sort of helped me.
Maybe that's why you were so composed in front of goal.
Yes. I was like dreaming about it. I was like,
visualising success.
Yeah.
Well, you did score 2 goals yourself, so maybe the pre-game nap will have to become a factor in your regular routine.
I think I'm just going to have to do that everywhere.
Well, Ariel was saying last week that she's rather superstitious and has a pre-game ritual. Yours might just have to
involve... That'll just have to be a thing that I do every Sunday.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. So the 2 goals that you scored, talk us through them.
Well, I scored the first goal of game. So the first 15 minutes was pretty slow. I think we were just trying to suss them out. And then I think someone gave me a good ball, and then like the keeper was running out, and then she just kept running out. And then I was like, okay, I'm just going to keep running. And then I like bet her to it and then just kind of tapped it.
And that was definitely a couple of good goals. And it was definitely from playing out to the wing, crossing the ball in.
That's one of our strengths, for sure.
And we've been practicing that during training, so it's definitely, like, you know, shown, and we've demonstrated it through the games, which is fantastic.
You mentioned the I mean, it's hard to say a win is a tough result, but a tough result against Brunswick where we got over the line 1-0. What changed this week compared to the Brunswick game?
I think that because we only won 1-0, like, we were just really hungry for goals against Castlemaine. Like, we probably all went into it like, we need to score more than one goal.
I mean, it was definitely a wake-up call because I guess we weren't, you know, we weren't really expecting to only win 1-0. We had a lot more in mind. But, you know, these teams in our league, they provide us a challenge, and I guess, you know, that's a great thing. But, yeah, I mean, we learned from that game, and we just decided to step it up a bit. And
yeah.
We've got last week's guest watching along in the Facebook Live, Ariel, waiting for a shout-out for her 9 assists, apparently. distribution from
Kimber. Typical.
Was it 9?
Yeah, she assisted all of them.
Yep. Wow.
She did.
And kept a clean sheet.
And she's clearly very humble about it. Clearly. She's like, make sure you do a shout-out.
Well, we can tick that one off the list.
Yeah, we've said it.
Someone else who had a strong performance on the weekend, Ariana McLeod, scored 5 goals on the weekend.
Yeah, that was amazing.
How good
was
she?
Yeah, she just knows how to be in the right place at the right time. Yeah. Like, her positioning is on point. Like, she makes a really great striker. Obviously, some of the girls did some great through balls to her, and some of them were tap-ins, and then some of them were just her being amazing.
Yeah.
So definitely. It was just out of nowhere, just like a really great kick or something. And yeah, just beautiful. 5 goals.
Well, those 5 goals.
How many match balls do you get for 5 goals? I know you get 1 for 3. Well, do you have to get 1.5?
Well, do you get the spares? Because there's obviously the match ball and there's a couple in case you lose. And do you get just take them all home? I don't know. But the 5 goals have also skyrocketed her up to the top of the goal scorers chart. I think she's now scored 9 for the year. So quite impressive.
In 5 games. So that's pretty good.
And single-handedly responsible for Castlemaine having no more equipment left. So you've got that to answer for as well.
Had to give away all the balls. Unfortunate.
Yeah, it was a tough break for that club.
I think those things are pretty expensive as well, don't they? They're cheap. But anyway.
They've got plenty of gold to buy some more, so that's fine. I'll just stop talking.
Good. I like it. I'm not too sure... what to say on that one, so I reckon we'll move on.
Yeah.
So looking at, you know, the team and the season as a whole, I mean, what motivates this team? Because obviously, you know, we're scoring lots of goals. We haven't conceded any. We've won all the games so far. So what motivates us to keep doing that week in, week out, to, you know, strive for, as Sean would say, you know, like perfection? What motivates us?
Nice.
Yeah, we're always striving for perfection here on Avenger Radio.
Yeah,
it's a long way off, unfortunately.
Yeah, good. Put me in the bin. That's it. Done.
I think, you know, we're always striving to improve on every single game. But seeing it throughout to the future, you know, where we want to be next year, and, you know, winning every game is important for us. Keeping a clean sheet is important for us, because we've all come from, you know, we've got a few players from NPL clubs that have come down to this team and State 1, and we know that we're capable of moving up, and I think it's important to keep that in mind for the rest of the season. You know, if we want to move up, we've got to definitely, you know, play well and, you know, work hard and keep the intensity high to keep these results up. But that's what pretty much motivates us, is seeing out the future of, you know, where we want to take the women's team, and, you know, with the support of the club, and
And where is that? Where can you realistically seeing this club, and in particular, not just the club as a whole, but this group, you know, what's the ceiling? Is there a ceiling?
I don't know.
I definitely think, you know, we're capable of State 1.
Yeah.
There's no limits.
No.
It might not be.
Yep. We're just striving for higher, like, we're just taking it day by day as well. Like,
of course.
You know, but we're all really motivated because we all have that same one goal, and it's to get promoted this year, and then we'll think about, you know, next year, and hopefully it's just always on top of the ladder, always doing our best,
absolutely.
Winning, conceding.
Yes, no conceding. We'll get into that later. But what about you two individually? How did you both end up at Avondale? Obviously, every player is a new signing this season, so let's get some background.
So we were actually the last ones to join the team.
Lucky last?
Yep.
I like to think so.
Yeah. Sean, I've known Sean for about 4 or 5 years. I think he was like one of my first coaches, because I started playing 5 years ago. And then we got back in touch, and he was like, I'm starting a new team at Avondale. And I always knew that the club was really great. Like, I'd heard a lot about the men's team, and I was like, well, maybe I should try it out. And then, so that's my story with that.
I've always been around football since I was young. I started around 10 years of age, and around 2016, after being in a few junior leagues and in State 3 women's, I decided to move up to State 1 at Essendon Royals, and then did a couple of seasons there. And then last year I was at Melbourne Knights, and then this year I just decided, you know, where do I sort of want to go? And it wasn't until Sarah and Maria, our team manager, approached me and, you know, asked me to come along to a training, and I got in contact with Sean, and yeah. It was a great decision because... Well,
is it a difficult decision to go from State 1 to a State 4 West
it is.
Team?
Like, yes.
is that a tough one to try to factor in?
I think that's why, you know, we took our time thinking about what we should do and almost sort of like hesitating because we didn't know anything about this new team. And then I think when I came for my first like practice game with the girls, I was just sold. I was like, you know, the vibe is great, the club is great, the girls are all awesome. Like, can't say anything, any faults there.
Definitely when I heard of what the club was trying to do with female football and, you know, their future plans with the women's team. I mean, there's a lot of talent in the girls' teams, and there's definitely a bright future for you know, the women at Avondale. Yeah. And I think that's what definitely made me, you know, choose to stick with my decision.
It was, I guess it was an easy choice in the end because when we met everyone, we were like...
And it's really rare to sort of find that sort of support in
for
a club.
For women's football.
A question we've asked of all of our women's guests so far, and I know they all hate it, is to give sort of a bio of yourself as a player, position, sort of style of play, your strengths. Maybe I'll get you to do each other's instead of talking about yourself.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Good idea. So Rachel plays on the wing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know if you prefer a particular side.
No, I'm kind of versatile.
Yeah, either right or left.
Yeah.
She's, all I can say is she's super fast and she really owns that wing. And I don't know what else to say.
Well, I can definitely say that Joe is, you know, has some great technical skills. She can definitely dribble through a fair few players, and yeah, she's just strong on the park, and it definitely shows in the results, just like on the weekend, scoring 2 goals, and they were 2 strong goals, and she definitely holds up the midfield.
She's making me blush.
Oh.
Stop it, Rachel. So I play centre midfield. So
one thing looking ahead to next weekend and the rest of the season overall is after the men's loss, you are now the only undefeated side we have left. Does that add any pressure? Also, I mean, the men's streak of having not trailed came to an end, but obviously your season-long clean sheet remains. Do you feel any pressure?
Motivates me to keep it.
Yeah, I think it's like a good pressure. We're not too freaked out by it. I think we're confident, but we're not too confident. Yeah. But we have high hopes to not have any losses anytime soon.